sins, there is the root. When that appetite comes, your heart goes blind. Except somebody who is connected to Hap, or is attracted by Hap, that will change everything. He will realize that this is just imagination. It's not real. Yes?
Sensual cupidity causes foul things to appear fair. Among the banes of the way, there is none like lust, none worse.
Yeah. You should remember that. One of the really most dangerous parts in this path is sex. Why? Look at it in the animal. What is sex? Sex is the subject of all violences in animals. The males will hit each other to be the boss and to have the sex, and all the pretension, lying, cheating is in sex, isn't it? Because sex is the key to tomorrow. Living creature knows that tomorrow I'm not here, but my children should be here. That's what sexuality is all about, right? The continuum of existence depends on that. He says, oh, but when it goes this way that I'm talking about, it's the major problem. Really, you cannot find more than that. Yes?
It has disgraced 100,000 good names. It has stupefied 100,000 clever men. Since it caused an ass to appear like Joseph of Egypt, how and what aspect will that Jew cause a Joseph to appear?
Problem. Translation. Translation. Somehow the word Jew doesn't fit over there. Because in Persian is Juhud. And Juhud doesn't mean Jew. Juhud means somebody who is actively trying, doing his best. That's what Juhud means. And we talked about this because there is Jahd and Tawakkul. A part is what you try to do, and Tawakkul is a part you rely on chance. You rely on God will and all that stuff. Both are together. And in book one, we talked about it a lot because it said, some people will say, I believe in this. Some people will say, I believe in that. Both are silly because this cannot be separated. Do you remember? It said, let me talk about, okay, I want to talk about it. I should start with the beginning of civilization, right? It's agriculture. It said, in agriculture, you have to do a lot, to try your best, right? And at the same time, you know that this will grow better and more, don't you? It's not guaranteed, but it's reliable enough for a peasant to work. It's like that. We believe in something when we try to do it. So these are always the same. The one who is Juhud is the one who doesn't have Tawakkul. He doesn't believing in beyond the normal stuff and that kind. That's why. Yes?
Its spell may dung seem honey to you. What, forsooth, will it make honey seem at the time of contest? Lust arises from eating and drinking. Diminish your food or marry and so flee from wickedness. Mm-hmm. When you have eaten and drunk too much, it leads to things forbidden. There must necessarily be some outgoing of income. Marriage, then, is like the exorcism. There is neither power nor strength except in God, lest the devil cast you into temptation.
Very difficult to translate, really, because here he talks about la hawla wala. Do you remember? La hawla wala quwwata illa billah lillahil aliyyil azim. It is start with, there is no one but God. It's like that. Somehow, nikah, marriage, is like to understand it that, okay, there is only this connection and you will not be cheated to go different ways. I don't know if it made sense or not. Hopefully it will make later. Yes?
Since you're fond of eating and drinking, ask a woman in marriage at once, else the cat comes and carries off the fat.
Do you remember the cat comes and carries on the fat? There was this guy who would use a fat to say that, yes, I felt so much and blah, 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 blah. And nobody had pity on him. Then the child came and said, hey, daddy, that stuff that you were using at the mustache, the cat got it. What shall we do? Remember? Here, he will bring that again to say what? Say that, listen, if you are tempted too much about eating, means what? Means even in sexual attraction, you could be exaggerated. So you should control them both. Yes?
Quickly put a heavy load on the shying ass before he puts you down. If you do not know the effect of fire, hold aloof from it. Do not approach the fire with such little knowledge as you have.
This is that critical point of human evolution, right? When they understood that this fire doesn't burn you necessarily. If you take your distance and be careful, here we say, you need the fire to cook, to this and that, but you should be careful. Because, yes?
If you have no knowledge of the cooking pot and the fire, neither the pot nor the soup will be spared by the flames.
Uh-huh. Because if you don't have the knowledge, you'll burn yourself, you'll burn the stuff. Cooking is something that you should learn. Yes. Go on, it is a long paragraph.
Water must be there and skill too, in order that the contents of the pot may be safely cooked and boiling. If you are ignorant of the science of the ironsmith...
Hold on a second. He said there are two necessities over there. One is the water, the other one is culture. Water is the knowledge, culture is what you cultivate with that water, isn't it? He said, okay, that... Now everything is in a pot and you want to cook it. In this cooking, you should have water and the culture. Yes.
If you are ignorant of the science of the ironsmith, your beard and hair will be burned when you pass by that place. That woman closed the door.
That was it. So he went to the extreme to explain it again, again, and again. To say what? To say that, listen, the tendency of exaggeration is in you. Because the animal doesn't have any control over this appetite, fighting for it and hunting for it and all that. So in here, you have that problem. Therefore, you should be careful. You should control your appetite. no matter what, either towards the food or sex. Yes? Now, it happens. The lady.
That woman closed the door and happily dragged the ass inside. Inevitably, she suffered the consequences. She pulled the donkey into the house and laid beneath him on her back. Across the same stool that she saw the handmaiden use, that slut could then satisfy her desire.
So whatever she does is based on some information. Yes.
She raised her legs and the ass penetrated her. A fire was set in her by the ass's cock. The trained ass thrust into the lady up to the testicles until she was dead. The ass's cock burst her abdomen and tore apart the intestines. She could not even utter one word and laid down her life. The stool fell to one side and the woman to the other.
See how dramatic he is explaining it. That, yes, the lady died because of this, because of that. Then she fell down this side, the table that side, the scenery, yes.
The courtyard of the house was splattered with blood. The woman lay splayed, lifeless. She died. Life was taken by the vicissitudes of time. An awful death with hundredfold disgrace, old reader. Have you ever seen a martyr to an ass's cock?
This is the point that I said, look, she died. No, pay attention. She is lying down from the donkey with all of this. This is the worst situation to be. Yes.
Hear from the Quran, what is the torment of disgrace? And do not sacrifice your life in such a shameful cause. Know that the male ass is this bestial soul. To be under it is more shameful than that woman's behavior.
Are you listening? All this story was blah, 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 blah. This lady, this stupid lady did this. Then do you remember he said, do you get my point? Try to understand what I'm talking about. Okay, this is it. Your animalistic ego is that donkey. Don't you have an ego? Your animal ego is that. So, if that animal of you is sitting on you, you're finished. You shouldn't be under your ego. Your ego should be under you. You should be the boss. Okay, ego is a part of you. But if you let your ego to be the boss, you're finished. This is what I was talking about. I was not talking about sex, really. I was talking about, remember, from a little mistake, you could go under your ego. Your ego will come up, and this is Pharaoh. This is arrogance. And it could happen to you. Yes?
If you die in egoism in the way of the fleshy soul, know for certain that you're like that woman.
When you're dying in a way of somehow pampering your ego, you are exactly like this lady. Yes?
He will give our fleshy soul the form of an ass, because he makes the outward forms to be in accordance with the inward nature. This is the manifestation of the secret at the resurrection. By God, flee from the ass-like body.
Said, okay, what I'm talking about